Wishing you a wonderful Monday and a new week, and also wishing you a beautiful March and a great month ahead. So it's time for me. Our month actually starts on the 12th of every month, so we're halfway through this month's topic. But what I would say for you to do separately is to look at this month of March and think about, we're coming into spring, we're coming out of that hibernation, that darker energy, the evenings get longer, or the days get longer, I should say, the mornings are brighter. And what do you want to look at for this month ahead? Just your own personal intentions or promises to yourself that you'd like to make. I would really ask you to do that yourself over the next few days and take the opportunity for this new month to do it. Also, what we saw on the 29th of February, 2 days ago, was a beautiful energy starting to come in, so astrologically and spiritually, taking away a little bit of the chaotic energy that the year started off with. It hasn't been bad, it's just definitely continued to bring things up to the surface that need to be removed. But now we're stepping into magic energy, really genuinely. We had the new moon last week, and then that was followed up by the 29th of February. And it was just a really lovely day where we're kind of entering into a portal almost of magnificent time now to create those things in our life that we really want to do. So, of course, that brings me back to this month's topic, which is about being able to navigate and progress through your life while dealing with the ups and downs that we all go through. So if you attended the class 2 weeks ago, we went through the Soul Journal workbook, which really is a critical part of this month's topic, because without you actually taking the time to sit down, look at how you feel on any given month or any given week, look at how this might negatively impact your life or positively impact your life, you're not going to be able to take all of that and be able to use that as you navigate and move forward. So for those of you who have done it, that's brilliant. For those of you who haven't done it, I highly recommend you do. I haven't been giving you as many teachings because a lot of it is in the first 2 weeks of this of our month has been based on getting that work done. So I'm going to just assume, let's say at this point, that it has been done or you're working towards it, and we're going to move on from there. Now, I just want to repeat for anybody who hasn't listened to the audios or, you know, done the Soul Journal, it really is a place and time now where you're going to move into a space, okay, where if, for example, you're feeling stressed, you come up with some way to deal with your stress that makes sure that you don't like stop your life altogether. If you're feeling productive, you say, great, I'm feeling productive. What can I do to embrace this energy and harness this energy and get the most done that I can while this feeling? You might feel productive for 3 days of the month, but you got to make the most of it. If you're feeling a bit low, what things can you do to mind yourself so also your life doesn't stop? And as I said to you, I just dropped my recorder there. As I was saying to you at the class, for those of you who attended and for those of you who didn't, I was saying at that time that I would be working alongside you and implementing these things myself. So I had a situation over the weekend with a bit of a family issue that came up that was actually quite negative. And it would normally stop me completely in my tracks when these things would happen. I would find myself saying, oh my God, I'm not going to, don't feel like going out, I don't feel like working, I don't feel like that. Now, those feelings definitely came up of a, oh God, it just, because it brings you down. But I thought, no, what can be different about my approach to this situation? What can be different about this approach to myself? So what I did was I handled the situation firstly very differently than I normally would. And I also gave myself the space to process it a bit more and to let go of any guilt that I would have around it. And those three things made me have a huge shift. Yes, I was angry, I was frustrated in the moment, but it hasn't left the lasting impact on me. And this is what I really want to talk to you about today, is about when we're trying to navigate through those different cycles, we have to take a different perspective on things and we have to take a different approach to things. And that's why I really want you to do your journal, because that's what part of this is. And by taking a different approach, it's about looking and say, okay, when I'm feeling stressed, I respond by doing X, Y, and Z. And that makes me feel really bad, really crap about myself. And I procrastinate, sabotage myself. When I'm feeling productive, I feel great and I go for the energy. But then, you know, a few days into feeling productive, I kind of think, yeah, maybe I don't need to do more. I've done loads there. They're just two examples. But it's also then about saying, well, how can I look at those two things differently? I'm going to look at my productivity differently and I'm going to look at my stress levels differently in terms of how I make sure I'm minded in all of those and give myself the time and space to acknowledge those things and be able to work with them. And these will really make a huge difference. I also put a post up in the Facebook group. If you're not a part of that, please do come and join that. It's you'll find it under It's Time For Me Facebook groups, or you'll see it attached to my page, itstimeforme.ie on Facebook and on Instagram, where I put up a post, and that's where I've started to stick little posters around my house saying, make the right choices today. And really what that was making sure the choices that I make are aligned to my highest good, but also that they're going to be ones that probably fall under a different category of responses and approaches to things. I talked a little bit briefly last week about how I had made one change to something and it had catapulted great change. So I work at home and I spend a lot of time at home working, and I get very distracted when I'm at home because obviously I have my life here and different things that go on with the family and whatever. And I decided that 2 days of the week I would actually leave my house and go and find a nice coffee shop or a nice hotel lobby and work from there. What that change did for me last week was monumental. One, I got more work done. Two, I got more of my ideas actually out of my head and down on paper and actually started great things with. Three, it changed my headspace. So instead of feeling a bit foggy or a bit cabin feverish, I felt free. I was just out. It was wonderful. It also then changed just how I felt in myself. So I felt more confident. I felt like I was progressing forward. So after the incident that I had at the weekend with this family situation, I said, oh, like, you know what, for today, which is Monday when you're listening to this, I was thinking to myself last night, I don't really need to go and do that today or tomorrow. I can just, you know, stay at home. I'm a bit tired now after that. That was very stressful. And I said to myself, absolutely no way. Get up, get out, stick to your plan. After 1 week, don't go backwards. And that is really what it's about. It's about taking accountability for yourself after you acknowledge how you're feeling. So I'd really ask you to look at those things. What are your approaches to things now? How can you just pivot them even slightly and do something that's going to help you have that mindset shift or that headspace break that you need, or just simply to acknowledge where you're at and not allow those stresses or difficulties to stop you in your tracks and make you feel down for weeks and weeks and weeks to come? And what can you do to grab onto the motivation, the inspiration, the positivity, whatever it is you might have, and stretch that out even longer? So I would say I've gone from a really productive, motivated, kind of nearly feeling hyper last week, which was wonderful, to this bit of a dip then over the weekend with what happened. But I'm going to still keep my productivity because I'm going to continue my new approach. So therefore, yes, I had stress, but that doesn't mean I stopped my productivity. So do you get what I mean? We're starting to link all these pieces together. So it's just something for you to think about today in relation to whatever it is you're going through. As I sent out the text on Friday, if you ever have any questions, do feel free to text me or email me or send me a message on social media, whatever it is. I'm here at any time to answer questions that you have. So have a wonderful Monday, and I look forward to connecting with you later in the week.